We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, if you bleed blue and white, you gotta drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Andrew P. Shea today. And along with Ross Tucker, we have a special guest. It is Steven Zvitko.
Steven Zvitko.
All right, eventually I'll get it right.
Well, so here's the thing, Jim. You're like really, like it's Steven Zvitko.
Yeah.
You're like Zvitko. Like I don't know.
I'm trying to get it right.
Yeah, you're trying.
And then I'm failing.
I think the problem is you're trying too hard.
So I should just
say Steven Zvitko. Is that right?
A few too many syllables in there. Yes.
Okay,
I'm Steven Zvitko.
Okay,
you're going like Steven Zvitko.
I will get it right.
It's fun though.
I will get it right this time. Welcome, Steven.
Thank you.
Did I get it right?
No. Yes, you did. Absolutely.
Nice.
Welcome to the show, Steven. I teased it that you are a member of the Blue Band. Why don't you just, first of all, give us a real quick background, where you're from, what instrument you play?
So I'm from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, right down the road. I played in the band at Cumberland Valley High School for 4 years. Started playing drums when I was in fifth grade. But, you know, when I graduated from high school, I kind of wanted to do band more. I was thinking about, oh, do I want to play club sports or intramurals or join a fraternity or something like that? I just decided music was a big part of my life and the people I met through music, I'll never forget. And those people are going to be at my wedding someday and they're my best friends. So I wanted to go to Penn State and join the Blue Band.
Very cool. My first question, as a high school drummer, you know, Ross does scouting of high school folks. He called you a 4-star drummer coming out of high school. Good use of his hands. Was that right? Was that your scouting report?
I would say 3-star.
3-star.
I didn't see as much explosiveness as I was looking for.
Okay.
But solid technique and worth having on the Blue Band.
Right.
Well, what that leads to is we joke about the football analogy, but how do you become a member of the Blue Band?
That was going to be my question.
All right. Well, I'm sure you can. You're a smart guy. You can figure another one out. But so there's an audition process. We come in a week before everyone else comes in for regular session in the fall. Everyone has to audition every year. So I'm going to have to audition this upcoming season. It's just, you know, to make sure everyone's
on. They didn't commit to you as a starter. So, like,
no.
You're in Tommy Stevens.
So, wait a minute. No, everybody has to audition every year?
Yes, sir. Basically, everyone's a walk-on every single year. You got to prove your worth. And I think that's, you know, I think that's completely fair.
So this interview is totally wasted if you get cut.
Why? Like
this is a huge waste of time.
Wish we could travel in the future and and figure that out ahead of time. But hopefully not.
Well, we want our money back for this interview if you end up getting cut from the Blue Band this year.
All right.
Well, has that ever happened where someone's on the Blue Band for like 3 years?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, it has.
Really?
Yes, when they start bringing in those 4 and 5 stars.
What happens, though? When people say to their parents, like, we're going to the game this weekend, can't wait to see Johnny at halftime.
Haven't told you yet. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, they would never say he got cut. They'd be like, Johnny's not doing it this year. He just wanted to enjoy his senior year.
Right. But again, the reason we do that is to ensure that we have the best musicians and the best people and the best leaders.
This is possible. No joke. This is cutthroat.
Do you go through the process? I know someone who's a high school senior, but they just graduated and they want to be part of the Blue Band. What do you do? Are the logistics?
So we have our own website, blueband.psu.edu. You can go and sign up to audition on there. Basically, like I said, it starts a week before the regular fall session, and the percussion's a little bit different than the rest of the band, as well as the majorettes and the silks. They have a different audition process than we do. But I go in and see everyone there trying to audition. All the drums and the cymbals are set up out in the lot, and basically the first day is just kind of getting a feel, playing the exercises we sent And so everyone's just getting comfortable moving around on different instruments. Then we have individual solos in front of our instructor, Dr. David Buzminski. And he's been there for a long time, and he's very experienced. He writes all the music, and we write the exercises as the student leaders and the section leaders. So the audition process basically is like that, and he comes out and evaluates you in the line with everyone else, and he evaluates you on a solo audition, because you need to be able to play a solo and you need to be able to play within a line. So that's basically how that works. And they sit everyone down at the end of the audition process, and they read off the last names.
And you've made it every year?
Yes, I have. Well,
will this be your fifth year or your fourth year?
Fourth year.
Fourth year. Mm-hmm. Okay. But people legitimately like get cut.
Yeah, it's happened. I don't remember the last, I can't tell you who or the last time it happened, but it happens. And
how many members of the Blue Band are there?
Over 300.
300. But there's not like a set amount.
I think the set amount's 320 odd people. That's including.
Don't you have to know for like the different formations and stuff?
Yes, you do. I'm saying I don't know the exact number, but it's 317 or 320 something. They have pregame is set for a certain amount of people, and you have to, if you want to march pregame, and there's not a, I mean, there's only a certain amount of trumpet spots, say, you have to, say, challenge someone for their spot.
This is unbelievable. It's like wrestling. This is like wrestling.
I'm not kidding.
So Johnny Trumpet, okay, says I challenge you, Jenny Trumpet, one-on-one. We're going to have a trumpet off.
That is exactly how it works.
That is unbelievable.
I am.
Dude, you got to video this. No. I want to get on the – is it like Zoolander? Is it like a walk-off?
No.
It's a walk-off.
No. Here's what happens. Okay. So after practice – or after rehearsal one day – people say, we're holding challenges today. We're going to have an instructor oversee it and evaluate who marches this part of pregame better. So they take a hard section of the pregame drill and music. And if you can't play your notes right, but you can march well, that's one thing. But if you can't, if you can do both, that's another thing. Some people struggle and some people get better throughout the season. And that's why we have those challenges, because the rookies and second years maybe don't always have the opportunity to march every single pregame. Challenges throughout the season.
How bummed are you when the weather's bad and they don't let you guys go out there?
It stinks, but we usually have our ponchos on, so we just play the music in the little corner.
No, I know, but you don't get to go out there.
Yeah.
How many people try out to be the drum major? Is that the name of the guy that does the backflip?
Yeah.
Or the front flip?
Yeah.
How many people try out for that?
I don't know. I remember
you tried, didn't you? You tried, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Can you do the flip?
Yeah, I did it. I did. Get out. Listen. Jack,
I knew it.
All right, our current drum major, Jack, he is by far like one of the best people in the band right now. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's on top of everything. He's organized. He's smart. He's a good person, which is way more important than you'd think. People respect you. When you are the face of the Blue Band, people respect you. And when
is he really like in charge, or is he just the dude that does the flip?
Oh, no. No, he's very much in charge.
Okay.
He controls the dynamic of warm-ups and rehearsals and rehearsal schedules. He meets with our director, Mr. Drain, regularly. So
is that more important than being able to do the flip?
I would say you can learn how to do a flip, but you can't always learn how to be organized and
I couldn't
good
wow.
do the flip. And
is anyone on scholarship? The drum major, anyone in the band?
I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think the drum major and Blue Sapphire are. Other musicians in the band are not.
Gotcha. So. Now, I got to ask you, the first time you marched on to the field, 100,000 fans, what does that feel like?
Well, that was, let's see, the first game of the 2016 season. I forget who we played. I think it was Akron. Yeah. Go State beat Zips. Walking out of the tunnel was pretty crazy because the drum line comes out before everyone else and lines up on the back sideline. So you're hearing students going crazy because it's the first game and they're so excited. So I'm just like, Well, it's my first game too. I mean, yeah, it's really exciting, and there's lots of indescribable feelings and emotions that I can't start to get into, but I would much like to describe the whiteout walking out during
that.
Oh,
what's that like? Go ahead.
So, I mean, all the cameras are right in your face. All the people are right in your face. They're screaming, cheering, yelling, and that's nothing when you're coming out of the tunnel. You hear people in the lower concourse level just screaming, and we're playing our parade order through the stadium, and it's echoing because it's not built for musicians to be playing instruments in there. But when we get out into the stadium, that is a whole different thing, because I see, you know, photographers and just flashing lights and white everywhere. And, you know, recently we've enhanced some fireworks into the end of it. So it's just crazy. And every time I go out for whiteout, it's like I'm experiencing it all over again for the first time. It's crazy.
Speaking of enhanced, are there rules and enhanced performance? What are the rules for pregame when you're in the band?
What do you mean? Like the rules?
Just any like beverages to hydrate or otherwise improve your performance during the game.
I mean, we always have to drink water. Obviously, we have to hydrate because those wool uniforms. Oh man,
are you allowed to have alcoholic beverages?
No.
Do people anyway?
No.
Okay. It's like serious.
Yes. We're very responsible. And even though some people are, you know, 21, we hold ourselves to a high standard, and we don't give in to the pressures of college sometimes. And Mr. Drain always says the beer will be just as cold after the game as it will before.
Okay. So then you guys do drink afterwards?
No.
Oh, you still don't?
Well, those of who are of age, I think it's completely lawful. However, those
completely not. Lawful.
What do you want
awful.
Me to say?
I thought that answer was completely awful.
All right,
completely
that's
lawful. All right. No, that's awesome.
Is he saying college is different than when you and I went to school?
No,
I'm saying
no.
Right now I'm representing the Blues.
Exactly, exactly. Good. He's taking it very seriously. I like
Ross,
it.
Prior
dude, I love
Boston
it.
Football no, games. No. Did you drink?
No, but I couldn't wait till the game was over. gosh, we're running out of time because I want to know, like, what's your favorite song?
I like when we play Parade Order.
Honestly. What's that one?
That's the drum cadence. I can't. I
just do some part.
No, it's the band doesn't play during Parade Order, but I'd say, yeah, Parade Order is my favorite because that's the cadence we play everywhere. We take
but nobody to. Knows what you're talking about. You got to, like, give me something, some noise, something. Nah. Go ahead.
That's my favorite part of it.
I like it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty
I like
bad
it.
When I'm drunk speaking, but.
All right. Thank you, Steven, so much for coming in and telling us about the Blue Band. Be with us back next week. We'll have more Keystone Kickoff for you.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.